This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. South America is boiling. The suspension of Brazil's president by a Brazilian legislature, where more than half of the lawmakers are in legal trouble of some kind, from bribery to kidnapping and murder. One of the lawmakers goes by the name of Grumpy. That government is crumbling as the economy in Brazil is contracting at a rate of 3.8%. Joblessness is at 10% and rising. There's the Zika virus and the Olympics looming later on this year. Meanwhile, to the north, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has declared a nationwide state of emergency, where a deep economic crisis has the country headed for total political collapse, according to observers inside and outside of Caracas. President Maduro has said he will seize closed factories and arrest employees. He's blamed the nation's troubles on the United States, all moves of desperation to show leadership amidst the country's opposition movement, calling for a referendum on Maduro's term. Ricardo Hausman is a professor at the Harvard Kennedy School. He's director of the Harvard Center for International Development. Professor Hausman, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So Venezuela's problems are political or economic?
Venezuela's problems are the consequence of the craziest economic policy ever in the country or in the world. It's a country that has gone through its longest and highest oil boom in its history and ended up that period over-indebted with a destroyed productive capacity, and now it cannot face the reduction in the price of oil. It has no access to international financial markets to borrow. It has no reserves left. It has a crazy system of controls that has led to rationing and shortages and long lines. And it has a collapsing healthcare system where fundamental drugs are not being imported because the country ran out of foreign exchange. And so the country is living now its worst year from an economic and a social point of view, and a humanitarian crisis that is being hidden away by lack of information.
Is this the legacy of Hugo Chavez, or is this Maduro's responsibility? He was the person who was going to try to transition away from Chavez's connection with the poor, using the oil money to essentially buy them off and become a national hero.
Well, this is the consequence of Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez, in his last year in government, had the price of oil at 104, but he spent as if the price of oil was at 197. And he borrowed the difference. And when Maduro came in, the market said, you know, Chavez has borrowed so much money that you are no longer eligible for more loans. So that caused him to lose international finance. So he started printing money.
Would you say that the opposition has an alternative plan if they were to vote Maduro out of office?
I think yes. I think that essentially it's very clear the direction in which the country would have to go. It would have to reestablish, you know, basic market mechanisms, basic balances, but it would need massive international support. And the government of Maduro doesn't want to hear anything of international support other than from China or maybe Belarus. But we are too big, they are too small relative to the needs of the crisis.
But the nation and many people in South America recall austerity strategies in the past as being related to dictatorship and to coercive economic policies that come from, you know, El Norte, from the United States, from maybe even like the University of Chicago Business School. How do you adopt those kinds of austerity policies without recalling the fears of the past?
Well, I don't know. The 90s was a period of democracy and austerity. It's not so much a question of ideology as it is a question of commodity prices. When commodity prices are high, everybody looks like a genius. When commodity prices are low, you need austerity to bring spending in line with what your revenues are. But, you know, the democratic governments of Fernando Enrique Cardoso, Carlos Menem, elsewhere in Mexico and Colombia and Peru and so on, were able not only to stabilize the situation, bring inflation down, but also get reelected with a massive majority. So I don't buy the association between either austerity and lack of democracy. Right now, we have the worst of all possible things. We have a complete craziness and lack of balance mixed with the most authoritarian regime Venezuela has ever had.
Ricardo Hausman is professor at the Harvard Kennedy School and director of the Harvard Center for International Development. Ricardo, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.